This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I don't take any pleasure in being right. But for about a month now, I think I've had, I've had John Farnham back on the show recently. I've been talking about how this, something was going to happen in the open. And I have no pleasure in being right. Particularly troubling about this is that the way that we have available to us, if we don't want to fall victim to this stuff. I'm still waiting. Now, I had heard all day today this guy was known by law enforcement. Nobody ever explained to me what that meant. I'm known by law enforcement. We hang out, we shoot. I'm known by law enforcement. What does that mean when you say that? I'm waiting to find out about the gun. There's a lot of details about that gun, the one that I heard in the video, that leads me to believe that this was either a really good bump stock or a fully automatic conversion, which is not impossible to do, but it takes a little bit of know-how to make that happen. I have heard nothing at this point. I mean, I woke up this morning, and that was 12 hours ago, that I have heard nothing about this guy being on the NFA registry where he owned a legally, a legally registered NFA fully automatic item, which if he was an accountant and a gambler, I doubt he had the money. Even though he owned two airplanes, I've heard all about this guy having money and everything else, and we still don't have enough details on that. I do not think these were legally converted weapons, though. I don't see how they could be. A fully automatic lower for anything like that is so expensive nowadays. And this guy was supposedly not a gun guy. And if he wasn't a gun guy, and if the last time anybody spoke to him and they didn't think he was a gun guy, we need to find out where he bought his guns. We need to find out when he went through his background checks. He probably bought them all legally. And I don't know what we're going to find is his motive. That's the other troubling thing. If we never know his motive, that would be the worst thing. Was he a guy that did his own books and just decided this is it, and I'm going to, the world owes me something, whatever it was. I mean, I can't fathom what kind of mindset you get in where you think it's a smoking hot idea to murder innocent people. I carry a gun for self-defense, and I don't want to pull it. Because I don't want to shoot somebody, even in self-defense. Technically speaking, I do not know. The biggest part of the trouble for me with this is I don't know how you defend against this kind of an attack. There were a couple of things I saw that nobody knows. Apparently everybody went to the ground and just stayed there, trying to just hide, hunker down. Now, I have heard, I don't know if this is true or not, but I have heard they turn on the floodlights to help people get away. I don't know if that's true. But if they turned on the floodlights, they also had the effect of illuminating all of his targets. But in that kind of a situation, where you've got a shooter with an automatic weapon shooting from that distance, your best bet is to move and find some cover. Now, as we go forward, and it's going to take a while for us to go forward because this is bad. The Pulse nightclub was bad, but I mean, that guy, there was some semblance of motive with him. And it was a gun-free zone, which I'm pretty sure this concert was probably a gun-free zone. I know Mandalay Bay Hotel is a gun-free zone. And once again, it fails. But as we go forward, we have to ask ourselves a question. Are we going to continue to act and live our lives the way we have acted and lived our lives up to this point? Are we going to stop going to big places like this? It's real simple for me. I don't go to gun-free zones. So, and there's enough stuff around me in the upstate of South Carolina to where I don't ever have to go to anything that is a gun-free zone, and I'll still stay busy for the rest of my life. And I'll enjoy myself. I'm not giving up anything I'm going to miss. But going to a big gathering of people now is a soft target. Going into the Aurora Theater, the Bataclan music venue in France, all of these big venues where people congregate and get together, and they're also gun-free zones. These are enormous soft targets. This guy, it wouldn't have mattered if everybody in the crowd had been carrying a gun. This guy had a huge tactical advantage. And to be honest with you, this reminds me of Austin, Charles Whitman, the Austin, the clock tower shooter. The guy, he had to know they were there. He had to know that those people were there. He had to know that concert was going to be there. And because of the rooms he rented, right? He pre-positioned and got the rooms facing it. And I don't know if he's running between the rooms. We don't know the details of that yet. If he was running between the rooms to, get different angles on his shots or what he was doing, I don't know. But there's a few things involved in this, like being there with 10 guns. That's not accidental. That's not an accident. If I'm going into anything resembling a fight with guns involved, I'm going to carry two. A long gun and a sidearm. And enough ammo to run that long gun. I don't need 10 of them. So his brother's assertion that this was not a gun guy, that holds water with me because for some people, it's more about the ammo with me than it is about how many guns I carry. I carry two on my worst day. Most of the time it's one. Everywhere we go, and it's going to be this way forever. Everywhere we go, we're going to have to look. We're going to have to look for that exit. We're going to have to look for that cover. Everything we do, we have to look. Everything we have to be aware. There's no longer the luxury of sitting back and saying, I can let my guard down. Because you can't. You can't let your guard down. Ever. And normally when one of these things happens, I say to myself, if I had been there, if somebody like me had been there, that knew what to do, that we had the tools ready to go, that we could have made a difference. In this one, we could have made no difference. In this one, we might have been part of the numbers. And that bothers me. That bothers me a great deal. But we do have to unite. Three times now, we're going to talk about this when we get back. We've seen America take care of America. We've got to find that strength in that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ATWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. ATWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. One thing I want to mention, simply because whenever this happens, this shakes me whenever this happens. Lost in all of this today, last night, 66-year-old Tom Petty had a cardiac arrest, and he passed away today of a heart attack. And with me, that's always a that's also a shaker, in addition to these horrific mass shootings that occur. With Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey, we saw America respond to Americans in need. And these people at the, I think it was called the Route 91 Festival, the ones that weren't hurt were trying to help the ones that were hurt. They were trying to carry each other out of there. They were trying to get themselves. After some point when I guess the shooting stopped or whenever that was, they were trying to help each other. Now, there are sandbox veterans that were at this thing that say that this particular attack, this particular shooting, was worse than any firefight they've been involved in Afghanistan and Iraq, or Iraq, simply because they were truly pinned down, and plus they couldn't fire back. But they were truly pinned down by this guy. The civilians, though, who, you know, anytime you look around, historically, if you look around, you're going to see 1% of the population serving in the military at any given time. So that means the other 99% of the people that were there had never seen any of this, and still they saved or tried to save each other, tried to help each other. After they got over their moment where they froze, they got up and tried to help each other. Now, for me, this is me saying to myself that America does care about their fellow Americans. And that gives me hope. Even though this vicious plurality of leftist politicians and celebrities who don't know what they're talking about. I heard one say that Trump had made it easier for people with mental illnesses to buy a gun. No. They're referring to the Social Security thing, the Social Security gun grab that Obama tried to impose, which was between 2 and 4 million people placed on a prohibited persons list, where it was based upon how well you handled your finances. Nobody was adjudicated mentally ill. People who are adjudicated mentally ill cannot buy a gun. And if you are adjudicated mentally ill, you should not be able to buy a gun. The problem is that what they're referencing here never existed, and they don't know it. And that's the part that makes me the maddest. These people speaking out of ignorance and have no idea what they're talking about. All these people that think AR-15s are machine guns. I fired one machine gun when I was in the military the whole time, and that was the 50, the M2, the Mod Deuce. That was truly a machine, and there's no way to hide from that piece. If I've got enough ammo, and I know where you're at, I will get through your cover. You can just start a stopwatch and wonder when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. The M60 was a crew-served weapon. And I guess technically it was a machine gun because it could only fire fully automatic. There is no semi-automatic feature on either it or the M2. The M16, which we carried back then, that was a select fire weapon. But I only consider the M2 to be a true machine gun, because the others, the M60, I could actually pick up and run with. Now, we could mount it to a vehicle as well, but the Mod Deuce, this is not something you pick up and run with. And if there was anybody that could pick up and run with it, well, those boys were bad boys. I never met any of them. Only time I ever saw one being carried, it was being carried in three pieces. And yet, here we are, we have these celebrities out here saying, who needs a machine gun? William Shatner, Captain Kirk, is out there talking about this stuff. Canadian. By the way, that's the other thing. This is the thing that really irritates me. I don't care if you're an American citizen, sure, say speak your piece. If you're a Canadian, sure, speak your piece. But all of these people that are from foreign countries that come from a place where they don't have it, and they want to see it go here. Why are you here? I know it must have been a gas to be T.J. Hooker and Captain Kirk and all these other things that you've managed to be. And, you know, you are a good actor. You are the epitome of the guy who overacts and is still entertaining. And yet, when you get political with me, bud, I couldn't care less if I ever see you in anything again. You're an entertainer. Entertain. Have political views, that's fine. But don't get out there and spout them at me like you have some sort of moral high ground. You don't. In that particular moment, you and I are equals. I may be a little superior to you. Just because you're you played Captain Kirk does not make you an authority. Elizabeth Banks, Julianne Moore, Michael Ian Black. The NRA are a bunch of terrorists, or is a terrorist organization. Son. The NRA has made it over time to where you can spout this nonsense. And the people that are in the NRA, the types of people that are in the NRA, they've been places to make sure you could spout this kind of nonsense. And we will defend your right to spout this kind of nonsense all you like. But just remember, at the end of the day, you make your living being a liar. You make us believe you're something you're not. And, you know, when was the last time Michael Ian Black was in anything? Is he doing anything now? See, I don't watch TV, so he may be the biggest TV star on TV today, and I don't know it, so. Pop culture-wise, I'm just not up with the current trends. Now, if you want to go back and let's talk about TV when I was a kid, I can talk to you about some TV then, because for some reason, I'm sure they had political views, but they never got out there and decided to foist them upon me or mine. And that's the thing, isn't it? All these people trying to tell us how to live. While I'm looking at these people that are hurt, I'm looking at these families that are shattered. You know, the people that survived, they're never not going to unhear the sound of that gunfire. That will haunt them for the rest of their lives. They may heal. You may not be able to see anything outwardly physical, and yet that will mess with them for the rest of their lives. And instead of talking about that, we're talking about machine guns and how America hashtag gun control and all this other stuff. How about hashtag shut up? We'll be right back. Let me try that again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Lock and load. All right, I'm going to give, by the numbers, I'm going to give the Democratic, Socialist, Communist gun grabbers their due. Okay? First one up was Hillary Clinton going after the NRA. So helpful. Even though when she started getting on Twitter, the details were still emerging about this shooting, she decided to take to Twitter to hammer the NRA over a push to ease federal rules for silencers, as she calls them. The crowd fled at the sound of gunshots. Imagine the deaths if the shooter had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier to get. And she added, our grief isn't enough. We can and must put politics aside, stand up to the NRA, and work together to try to stop this from happening again. You don't even know what you're talking about, lady. You don't even know what you're talking about. The crowd did. Some of the crowd fled, but a lot of them hunkered down. Imagine the deaths if the shooter had a silencer. Now, they're still looking into the possibility of international connections. I'm not sure. Because ISIS, and even though they didn't offer any evidence, they don't mention his name, they claim responsibility for the attack. But even though the details aren't known yet, Connecticut's two senators, who have been especially outspoken since Sandy Hook, were among the first to issue statements on Monday. Senator Chris Murphy, for example, Democrat, Connecticut. Nowhere but America do horrific large-scale mass shootings happen with this degree of regularity. This must stop. It is positively infuriating that my colleagues in Congress are so afraid of the gun industry that they pretend there aren't public policy responses to this epidemic. There are, and the thoughts and prayers of politicians are cruelly hollow if they are paired with continued legislative indifference. It's time for Congress to get off its, I am not going to say it, and do something. Richard Blumenthal, stolen valor guy. It's been barely a year since what was previously the largest mass shooting in American history, the deadly attack at the Pulse nightclub. In the interim, thousands more have lost to the daily ruthless toll of gun violence. Still, Congress refuses to act. I am more than frustrated. I am furious. Let's examine those two things, if you don't mind. For example, in the United States today, based on 2014 numbers, 54% of U.S. counties in 2014 had no murders. No murders. 2% of the counties in the United States have 51% of the murders. The worst 1% of counties have 19% of the population and 37% of the murders. The worst 5% of the counties contain 47% of the population and account for 68% of the murders. It's actually gotten a little better because they used to be more concentrated from 1977 to 2000. On average, 73% of the counties in any given year had zero murders. And this change may be as a result of the opioid epidemic spread to more rural areas, but that question is beyond the scope of any studies out there. You know, 5%, the 5% of the most dangerous counties in the United States, 68% of the murders. So, where gun violence, as they call it, is happening, it's happening often in places that have most of the murders. And you'd be surprised where some of these places are. I mean, California's got quite a bit of it. California's got plenty of it, as a matter of fact. But there's some spots on this map that are not even, you know, nowhere near it. As it breaks down, the worst 5% is 68%, worst 4%, 64%, 3%, 59%, worst 2%, 51%. Worst 1%, 37%. And even in the counties with the murders are heavily concentrated within those counties. If you look at L.A. County with 526 murders in 2014, the most of any county in the U.S., they had virtually no murders in the northwestern part of the county. There was only one murder each in Beverly Hills, Hawthorne, and Van Nuys. Clearly, different parts of that county face different risks of murder. But let's disregard that part. That's here in the United States. Let's instead look at how we compare to the rest of the world. In the little bit of time we got left in this segment, shall I? Comparing annual death rate from mass public shootings, which is comparing European countries to U.S. and Canada from January 2009 to December 2015. By death rate per million from mass public shootings from 2009, we come in at 11th. 11th. In front of us, from 10 to 9, the Czech Republic, Belgium, Finland, Switzerland, Slovakia, Albania, Macedonia, France, Serbia, and Norway. See, the thing about the murders and the shootings that occur here, we have 320 million people. And when they compare us to other parts of the country, of the world that don't, well, when you break it down in per capita, they zoom way ahead of us because they have plenty of violence there. England, from mass public shootings, England comes in 15th. How is that possible if they don't have guns? How can they come in 15th? They come in higher than Russia. Then there's the frequency. As far as frequency, which is frequency per million people from mass public shootings from 2009 to 2015, we come in 12th. From 11 to 1 is France, Czech Republic, Austria, Belgium, Finland, Slovakia, Norway, Switzerland, Serbia, Albania, Macedonia. We come in at a frequency of 0.078 versus 0.471. 0.078 versus 0.471. There's a big difference in the frequency. I could go on. I could go on and on and on. But when you actually look at the stats versus what you hear these politicians say, we're actually quite good. And this doesn't even address the over... I mean, we're talking about a shooting right now. Everything is captivated on the shooting. What about these vehicular homicides? We're about to see some of those attacks, too. The fact that this guy chose a gun as a tool. The tool is a coincidental. What if somebody... This guy owned two planes. What if he had gotten in one of his planes and drew a bead on that concert and put it down in exactly the right spot? That's how bad it could get. That's how bad it could have been. It was bad enough. It was horrible. It was horrific. There's no way of getting around that, but yeah. These guys are just opportunists. Don't pay too much attention to them because they're not going to get anywhere, but it just infuriates me that they politicized this tragedy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I'm halfway tempted to encourage everybody in the House to do this, as long as they do this with a caveat to where they say to her, we're going to do it, and you have to live with the consequences. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to Paul Ryan today following the shooting that happened in Vegas. She said that in response to the tragedy, that Congress must pass legislation to strengthen background checks and establish a select committee on gun violence to study and report back common sense legislation to help end this crisis. Today, our nation woke up to news of the worst mass shooting in our history, claiming the lives of at least what turns out to be 59 people. Nearly 12,000 Americans have been killed by guns in 273 mass shootings in 2017. That's her claim. One for each day of the year. On average, more than 90 Americans lose their lives to gun violence every day, a daily toll of heartbreak and tragedy in communities across America. Of course, we know that 60-some-odd of those are suicides. We also know that 50% of those are gang violence that's left over from that, and then, you know, we're down to about 15 true murders that are not gang violence. Congress has a moral duty to address this horrific and heartbreaking epidemic. She called on Congress to pass the bipartisan King-Thompson legislation to strengthen the life-saving background checks that keep guns out of the wrong hands, but this is only a first step. I urge you to create a select committee on gun violence to study and report back on common-sense legislation to help end this crisis. The bipartisan committee would make recommendations to prevent unspeakable tragedies such as the mass shooting in Las Vegas and to restore confidence in the safety of our communities. She called for a day of prayer, mourning, and love, but it also must be a day of action. My first thing that I would do if I was Paul Ryan, which I know he's not going to do because Paul Ryan isn't like me, would be to point out to her, lady, I don't have to do anything you say, and I don't have to do anything in a bipartisan fashion. I watched the way you got Obamacare. That's how I learned to be Speaker. The next thing I would say is, okay, but I'll play your stupid game, okay? You want to find out how most of this... Now, if you want to talk about murder and homicide and violence, I'm all ears. If you want to talk about gun legislation and gun control, well, you just lost me there because you're not talking about violence. You're talking about targeted violence, convenient narrative violence. You and I both know how many people of those, you know, we can go look at the studies and everything else. We know how many people actually died due to violence that aren't in gangs, that didn't kill themselves. And I would have to agree with you, that's way too many. But at the same time, you know what? Do you know what, lady? I'll tell you what. If out of 320 million, 15 people are dying per year, and we have, depending on who you ask, between 400 million and 660 million guns, and up to 140 million gun owners, and that's the best you got? Let's take it further. Let's go look at where these places are happening. Let's go look at the people that are doing these things, where they're doing these things. Oh, wow, look, Democrats in charge. Let me look at these perpetrators. Let me see what they got in common. Oh, heavy welfare presence, single parents, no father, no economic opportunity, no educational opportunity. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. First of all, I'm going to defund Planned Parenthood. Because you and your buddy Sanger knew what that was all about to begin with. You know who you were targeting with that. You do. So that's item number one on the agenda. That's gone. Item number two. We're going to get in there. We're going to go find these kids. We're going to catch them. And we're going to take them off the street. And if they've committed a crime, we're going to prosecute them. And then we're going to introduce economic opportunity. And we're going to catch the next generation coming. And instead of victimizing them and separating them and putting them in their various identities, we're going to nurture their family. We're going to do what it does, whatever it takes to keep the family intact. And to do that, I'm afraid we're going to have to gerrymander your districts, and we're going to have to make sure that you don't have any politicians from the Democratic side in charge of these cities no more. I'm all for it. I'm excited to be a part of it, Nancy. Thanks for the idea. I really love it. I get that these guys think I get where these guys think that they know that the Republicans aren't going to come out swinging on this. And the thing that I would love to see would be for them to come out swinging, for them to put them in their place. Democrats, you are vanquished. You have painted yourself into an electoral impossibility. You've become a coastal area. Bob Schieffer put out today that 1 in 5 reporters live in Los Angeles, New York, or D.C. 1 in 5. All of your little itty-bitties, all of you little itty bitty sycophants in you know, on both sides, both media and politics, you guys like it in the big city, so you've moved to the big city. Congratulations, that's fine. You can wreck them, I guess. You can wreck the big cities. That doesn't mean you get to wreck the rest of the country. But let me get to the part that infuriates me. These people that died, these 59 souls that went to a concert to hear some music, that had their lives violated and snatched away by evil personified, he's going to turn out to be one of you. I'm going to make a crazy call now, okay? A crazy call. I'm going to say that we're going to find out that this guy was a Bernie Sanders guy or a Hillary Clinton guy, or maybe just a Barack Obama guy, or definitely not a Trump guy. He wasn't a Trump guy. And he looked at life, and he believed what he heard about, you know, empowering the rich and all this other nonsense. And he looked at his finances and realized he was through. And he decided on his way out the door to fixate on objects that he considered to be proxies. But those that his political party are against, which is conservatives, which, you know, country music, you know, there's a lot of bitter clingers and God-loving people in the country music fanhood and all this other stuff. And he decided to go ahead and wipe some of them out. And then when the cops showed up, he didn't even have enough, he didn't have enough stones to fight him. He just killed himself. I submit that he probably didn't have the imagination to think about his planes as a weapon. I want to find out when he bought all of these guns. If he bought most of these guns in the last, I don't know, 6 months, a year, I think that's a pretty clear indicator of what was going on with this cat. I have nothing to back this up. This is all just conjecture on my part. I'm just thinking along sort of a logical line for me to go for. Because this was vicious. You get to own him just like you own Hodgkinson. Just like you own that guy that shot up the church. You get to own them. You get to own them like you own Antifa. You get to own them like you own Black Lives Matter. You get to own them like you own the NFL take a knee guys. All of that is a production of you. Fatherless families, lack of economic opportunity, trying to control the lives, identity politics. That's all yours, Nancy. Blumenthal, Murphy, Schumer. It's all yours. You didn't start it. You just perpetuate it. And you work with it. And what you did was you just handed us a whole bunch of stuff on a plate. I sincerely hope it was worth it. Because for me, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. Not to lose this much life. Not to lose any life because of your bad policies. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.